The presidential elections for Poland have been finalised and power is now concentrated on the right of the political spectrum, with the win by the incumbent Andrzej Duda of the right-wing Law and Justice Party. Another Eastern European populist, Duda ran a divisive populist campaign that targeted LGBT people, liberals and Jews. I asked Matthew Coote, Research Officer, European Union Centre of Excellence, Social and Global Studies at RMIT, whether the election win will give a mandate to enact more change in Poland.
He won 51-49. He was running against Rafał Trzaskowski, who's from the Civic Platform / Coalition, so from the centre-right Liberals. The incumbent Duda, who was firstly elected president in 2015, they have 5-year terms for the president in Poland. He was originally from the Law and Justice Party, which is a socially conservative populist party. But when he was elected in 2015, he resigned his party membership to be at least seen to be independent, holding that very important position. So this was the second round. The second round of the presidential election was held on the 12th of July. This followed the first round, which was held on the 28th of June. So the second round, it was just two people left in the race. And it was a lot closer than people had anticipated and what the opinion polls indicated early on. Given that Trzaskowski came in to the race fairly late, he entered in the middle of May when the previous candidate for the Civic Platform stood down.
So does this give him pretty much free rein for the next 5 years?
What it means is that now the Law and Justice Party hold the main positions of power in Poland. So whilst the president is officially independent, they had the national elections last year where the Law and Justice Party won those. And so the prime minister is from the Law and Justice Party and they gained a majority in the lower chamber of the Polish parliament. So they have that majority. They didn't get one in the Senate. So there's a bit of a break or a view on their policies there. But they have, in the main, they have these positions of leadership. The Polish president does have the right to veto legislation that's passed through the Polish parliament. So if the Liberal candidate had have won, it would have been a bit interesting because he would have had the ability to veto some of the more contentious legislation that the Law and Justice Party have previously spoken about.
LGBT issues have been very divisive in Poland for the past year. The electorates in the West have broadly supported LGBT freedom, and to the East, some provinces have declared themselves LGBT free, and this appears to be supported by the Catholic Church. Was it the main factor between the two presidential candidates?
The presidential candidate, Trzaskowski, at this election, he's a former mayor of Warsaw, and whilst he comes from the centre-right, he's considered, in Polish terms anyway, a liberal, and he has been a supporter of LGBTQI rights in Poland and, in fact, attended a Pride March years ago. Now, that's been a big issue in Poland. That was brought out in the campaign. They were using that to attack him, the Law and Justice Party were. So last year, there was lots of debate around LGBTQI rights in Poland, and some regions, some towns in Poland actually declared themselves as LGBT free zones. It's largely symbolic, so it doesn't mean too much. The Law and Justice Party, the socially conservative Law and Justice Party, are very much against LGBT rights, and they have the support of the Catholic Church in that. The Polish society, around 85-87% of the population, still identify as Catholic. You have to remember that it was about 45 years ago that a non-Italian became Pope, and that was Pope John Paul, and he came from Poland, and they're still very much proud of that fact in Poland.
Matthew Coote, Research Officer, European Union Centre of Excellence, Social and Global Studies Centre at RMIT, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire on the Community Radio Network throughout Australia.